Remember, FDR tried this in 1937. He had an overwhelming Democratic majority at that time. They rubber stamped anything that he needed. And even they rejected the effort to expand the Supreme Court at that time by six justices. But now it's 2021, and I'm pretty sure that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer will be more than happy to accommodate this when this commission rules the way it will rule. And that's probably already a fixed fight. But look, this is why, Pete, that the New York Times has not endorsed a Republican presidential candidate in 65 years. That's a pretty long time. And think about if the roles were reversed. You think the New York Times would phrase it that way? That's a rhetorical question.
It would be a constitutional crisis of epic proportions. Instead, he's created this reform commission, which, as you said, is a fixed fight. They've actually packed the commission before they try to pack the court. But here's how the New York Times describes this commission. They say, the panel of scholars, lawyers, political scientists, and former judges will produce a research paper, just research, designed to be an authoritative analysis of the issue. The goal, the people said, they say it, it must be true, is not to settle on an answer, but to provide Mr. Biden, members of Congress, and the public an evaluation of the risks and benefits of making just mere changes to the court. In every sentence there's a level of twisting, chiropractor work, you might say, that only the New York Times can live up to.
All I can say, Janet, is Judge Roberts, Judge Thomas, move over. You got to make some room for some more justices.
Oh, my God.
And they're pushing it.
Of course they are.
Democrats are putting together even some things as we speak. And this is a, you know, rubber stamp on this commission. It's a bunch of Obama leftovers. We're going to pick people from all these different areas. But
sure,
they all love Obama and Biden.
Right. Exactly.
So that's going to be a real fight.
I mean, then this is where we are right now. You know, of course you're allowed to ask questions as long as you go from this list of approved questions.
Right.
You know, then, you know, you can do that. And we're going to investigate. But, you know, you can investigate us. Here's the list of investigators you can use. I mean, we're seeing it in state. We're seeing it in the government.
Sure.
I mean, it's a farce.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why are you even bothering to go through the motions?
The Durham
Everybody
report.
Knows what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
There's another radio talk show host that I won't mention his name. He's not on our station, but
okay.
He promises, all these things will be delivered. Come on, we're the Durham report, you know, this, and this, and they never deliver because the, you know, and I know he means well, but you get your hopes up.
Right.
You know, I don't know if we'll ever, the Durham report will see the light of day.
Yeah, probably
not. And if it does, it's probably going to be scrubbed. Or black, you know, like why print a page out,
right?
Which has so much black ink on
it. Yeah, you get everything's redacted.
Right,
on
it's
it.
All redacted. You see three lines.
But we
lines.
Did. But we gave it to you.
Right.
We gave it to you.
Right.
Yeah. It's craziness.
It's ridiculous.
Well, good morning. It is Thursday.
Yes. Life Hack Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
How do we hack the government?
Coming up in a little bit. I don't have the key to that success. Here's our thought of the day. It's from Miss Dolly Parton.
Oh, good.
Yeah. If you don't like the road you're traveling, pave another one. Okay. And I think that's probably just what she did.
Hmm.
Don't you think?
I think so. She's just stood the test of time.
Yeah,
and done.
She has.
She's made friends in so many arenas that I just don't think anybody really, if they have any sense, dislike this lady. I mean, she's just...
She is able to do what few can do. And well, and our one of our thoughts of the day earlier in the week was, you know, the people that we really need are people who can get along with others.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
She certainly falls in that category.
Sure.
Did you ever listen to the podcast Dolly Parton's America?
No, but you told me about it. I need to listen.
It's very, very good. If you're a Dolly Parton fan, it's a must listen.
Okay.
Because it talks about how... Literally everybody loves her.
Mm-hmm.
Liberals, conservatives,
right.
Black, white, old, young, straight, gay.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
They all love her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. She's
it's very interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
So we have a Mind Jam trivia this Thursday. American novelist John Steinbeck had a tragic event destroy his early version of one of his literary classics, Of Mice and Men.
Now this one is going to be a multiple choice.
Yeah,
we don't do this often.
This is a first.
It is.
Yes. How was it destroyed? A, it was burned in the fire. B, his dog ate it. C, it was accidentally thrown away.
434-248-0704. How did American novelist John Steinbeck lose his first version of Mice and Men? Mm. It was destroyed. How was it destroyed?
Yeah.
In a fire, by his dog, or it was accidentally thrown away?
Boy, I have accidentally thrown things away. You know.
Yeah,
I,
and it's terrible. Yeah. You know what
I
my kids
I threw
used...
away an envelope of money once, and I eventually found it. But you're talking about being sick. It defined being sick to your stomach because I think it had $300 in it.
My kids threw away silverware.
Oh, really?
I would be like, where is all the silverware? I'm going through their rooms. Right. I'm like, are you eating in your room? You know you're not
right,
supposed to.
Right.
I'm looking under the sofas. And all my silverware was disappearing.
Huh.
And come to find out. And then one day I'm throwing something away and I see a fork in the trash can. I'm like, you all are throwing the silverware away. That's
so,
what they
so
had
how
to
did
start
that
eating.
Family meeting go?
It not well. And I started making them eat with plastic.
Yeah.
You want to eat with real forks like grown people?
Mm-hmm.
Then stop throwing my silverware away.
Right. Mm-hmm. Here's a knife and a piece of wood. Go carve your own utensils.
Right. Go find yourself a utensil. Or start eating with... Oh, I should have made them start eating with chopsticks.
Oh, that would have been torture.
That would have been so much
fun. Chinese torture to me.
Oh, see? Ugh, missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. All right. On this day in history... 1862, American poet Emily Dickinson first corresponds with author and future literary mentor Thomas Wentworth Higginson, a relationship that lasted the rest of her life.
30 years later, in 1892, and I love watching The Men That Built America. You could see this played out on that show. General Electric Company formed a merger of Thomas Edison's General Electric Company with Thomas Houston Electric Company, arranged by J.P. Morgan and incorporated in New York. I mean, those guys...
So General Electric was formed in 1892.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did not realize it was formed quite that early, but yeah. Okay. In 1912, well, yesterday we told you the Titanic struck the iceberg. Oh, no.
I have never...
Why are you doing
I've
this to me?
I've never been able to use audio the next day. It apparently started sinking yesterday.
Did I not tell you?
And we finished it off
that
today.
I get PTSD every time I hear that song. So. The Titanic sinks at 2:27 a.m. as the band plays on.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
I shouldn't laugh.
You shouldn't laugh.
Of course,
like, 1,500 people died.
Yeah, I know. And the last survivor died in the last 10, 15 years. I remember
seeing
some kind of a story on that.
Please,
well, here's a guy
please
that
don't play that.
Not until next year, unless we're celebrating like an anniversary of the movie, and then I can play it again.
Oh no!
This guy, I'm watching the Food That Made America.
Like Food That Made America, the Men That Made America.
Yeah. And this is one of the men that made America with food. His name is Ray Kroc, and he opens his first McDonald's Incorporated fast food restaurant in Des Plaines. Illinois, is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know. You sounded like Hervé Valchez.
The plane.
Yeah, I don't think that's how you pronounce it. But anyway. Tattoo.
We knew we had to do something to speed things up.
The McDonald's closed their successful drive-in and set out to reinvent the restaurant business. What they created was a kitchen that operated with the efficiency of a Henry Ford assembly line.
No, what they created is a quarter pounder, whether you're in Des Plaines, Illinois, or you're in the middle
Singapore.
Singapore.
Yeah.
I had a quarter pounder in Bologna, Italy, and it tasted exactly the same.
Well, there you go.
That's amazing.
And the interesting thing is, if you happen to be in a place where the food isn't great,
right?
You know, and I've had one trip in my life where the food was so bad everywhere I went, and that's when I was in Hawaii.
Yeah, you said
it was
yesterday.
So bad that you get to a point to where it's like, yes, I just want to go somewhere where I know what I'm going to get,
right?
And I'll just give you my money, and you give me my Big Mac, and all is well. I mean, it's just so I get it.
Oh, Lordy.
All right. 1991, Magic Johnson sets an NBA record for career assist, 9,898.
What an assist. All-time leader, Magic Johnson. Standing ovation. When it's dead, they'll stop the game. Magic out of the backcourt. He gets a blotty. It's out of bounds. And I think they'll stop it now.
They stopped the game for several minutes at that point. 98-98, I clipped you there at the end. That's an interesting number.
Mm-hmm.
My wife would go, 98-98. Okay, can you just make two more to make it 99 even? Or 99-90?
Yeah.
Or no, it would be 99. Yeah, 100.
Yeah, but she would probably like that better.
Yeah.
1992, Jay Leno's final appearance as the permanent guest host of The Tonight Show.
This is his second go-around of being the host of The Tonight Show, and he makes mention of it right here.
First year of the show, I lost my mom. Second year, I lost my dad. Then my brother died. And after that, I was pretty much out of family. And the folks here became my family. Consequently, when they went through rough times, I tried to be there for them. The last time we left this show, you might remember, we had the 64 children that were born among all our staffers that married. And that was a great moment. And when people say to me, hey, why didn't you go to ABC? Why didn't you go to Fox? Why didn't you go? I didn't know anybody over there. These are the only people I've ever known.
Isn't that something?
Aw.
Yeah.
He sounds so young there.
He does. He was pretty choked up
at
that moment, and I would be too.
Yeah, very sweet. And then here's a touch of reality for you. In 2012, U.S. Secret Service inappropriate conduct scandal begins. At least 11 people were implicated. I suspect there were more.
A possible prostitution scandal involving the Secret Service on assignment in Colombia has forced President Obama to weigh in. The president commented for the first time on accusations that Secret Service employees solicited prostitutes ahead of a summit meeting in Cartagena, Colombia.
Gonna get us some weed and some babes. Gonna party.
Jeez. bet you felt safe then.
Yeah.
All righty.
Oh my gosh.
Birthdays on this day. Not too many, but they're big ones. Yeah. Emma Thompson turned 61 years old.
Let me give you some advice. You can't care about anyone else. Everyone else is an obstacle. You care what an obstacle wants or feels, you're dead. If I'd cared about anyone or thing, I might have died.
You can't care.
No, you can't.
You can't. okay. Actor Seth Rogen.
Oh, my gosh.
He's so funny.
He does, I wouldn't call them B movies, I'd call them B-plus movies.
I have a vision for how my life would go, and this life doesn't care about your vision, okay? Stuff happens, so you just gotta deal with it.
I just don't know how I tell the kid not to do drugs when I do drugs. I'll feel like a hypocrite.
Well, remember what I told you when you were a teenager?
What did you say?
I said no pills, no powders.
That's right, that's right.
If it grows in the ground, it's probably okay.
If it grows in the ground, it's probably okay. He must be an assistant
advisor
to the governor of Virginia.
Cocaine also grows.
Oh, this is true.
In the ground.
Yeah.
And okay, I think that's...
Well, that's from the movie Knocked Up.
Yeah.
So that would be some good advice.
Oh, jeez. Don't ever take advice from that movie.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
For sure. And then actress Emma Watson. She turns 30 today. Yeah,
this comes from... And he is also... Seth is in this movie as well. Called This Is the End. It's a pretty wild scene.
Emma!
Emma.
Oh my God, you guys are alive. You're actually alive. Thank God.
I hid in a drain pipe for days. Like 3 or 4. I don't even know how many. I would say it's completely obvious what's going on here. I mean, it's a zombie invasion.
You pick the weirdest stuff. I've never heard of these movies.
Yeah. Yeah, This Is the End.
Please tell me you haven't seen Knocked Up.
I haven't seen Knocked Up.
Okay,
no, I haven't.
All right. That makes me feel a little better.
We just got a text from somebody who said I had a Big Mac in Guam and it was amazing.
Yeah, because you get to a point where you just want to eat something you know.
Uh-huh.
I get it.
Yeah.
Also born on this day, Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, it didn't have any audio.
For Leonardo.
I could have found some Leonardo DiCaprio and then I could play this.
Oh my.
Sorry, just giving you a little taste.
I'm going to start throwing.
Yeah.
It's
going to be early. No, yeah. Throw the Easter eggs at me. That way I can unwrap them and eat them and have chocolate
running through my veins. No, no. Sorry, that was a bad idea.
And now she's
crisis
hiding.
Averted.
Now I can't get to the chocolate eggs. She's
crisis
put them all the way.
Averted. All right. 434-248-0.
We do have a jam. Yeah. A jam trivia question.
Can I do the number now?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I was looking the other way.
4342, so your ears weren't working?
Yeah, when I turn to the right, it just shuts it down. It works at my house real good. Honey, I didn't hear you. I was looking to the right.
It's going
to
be that kind of day. 434-248-0704. I mean, it's like doing a show with a chihuahua sometimes. I just don't even know. American novelist John Steinbeck had a tragic event destroy his early version of one of his literary classics of Mice and Men. How was it destroyed? They have three options.
Yes. A, was it burned in a fire? B, did his dog eat it? C, was it accidentally thrown away? Text us at 434-248-0704. If you go 0407, you'll get the wrong
number.
You'll wake somebody up very
really early, and they're going to be annoyed.
Why are you asking this stupid question, Bob?
That's right.
Jeez, what's wrong with you?
What did the dog eat? What got accidentally thrown away? We'll be back. I'll try to get him calmed down. I don't know that it'll work, but, you know.
We're going to try.
I'll try.
You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
Temperatures are rising and soon you'll be cranking up your AC. Are you ready? It's important to have your AC set to factory standards. Clogged air filters and dirty coils drain energy and promote system breakdowns. A checkup now will get you ready for the hot season. Mills will perform an AC checkup for only $79. It's a preseason special to help you save money and keep you comfortable during the hotter months. Log on millsheating.com and sign up for the $79 AC checkup. So what about your air ducts? They're very important. They circulate the air from your heating and cooling system into and from each room. You want this air to be clean. To help your family get ready for spring, Mills is offering $200 in savings on a whole house duct cleaning. Save $200 and your family is breathing cleaner and easier. Log on millsheating.com.
We'll bring comfort to you.
Mills Heating and Air Conditioning.
We bring comfort to you.
In 2016, Donald Trump beat the liberal establishment and the dishonest media. In 2021, our battle is in Virginia. That's why Virginia conservatives are rallying around Pete Snyder, a businessman and job creator, a law and order conservative. Pete Snyder is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-Trump, and he's a fighter for our values. As governor, Pete will deport violent illegal immigrants, crack down on election fraud, and get our kids back in the classroom 5 days a week, every week, with a teacher in every classroom. Just like President Trump, Pete Snyder is an outsider businessman and a strong conservative. That's why Pete is endorsed by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Ken Cuccinelli, and the conservative leaders of Trump's immigration team. On May 8th, vote for the true Trump conservative. Vote Pete Snyder for governor.
I'm Pete Snyder, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Hey, we're celebrating Life Hack Thursday, and we were just talking about the old Valleydale commercial.
Where did we even get there?
Well, because we bring comfort to you.
Oh, that's right. Commercial. I was doing the tuba thing. Boom, boom, boom. That's right.
Anyway.
So we were talking about McDonald's earlier, and the first McDonald's was open, the first franchise McDonald's was open on this day in history. Yeah. Somebody texted in, when that first McDonald's opened, was the ice cream machine broken then too? Aww.
Well, there's been so many times that I've pulled up, our shake machine is broke right now.
It's down.
Seriously?
Ray Kroc would not approve.
Seriously?
He would be very displeased.
Oh my gosh.
That would not be okay.
And I pull up there to get my two ice cream cones in the summer for 50 cents each. Seriously? Now I have to go to, I won't name the other company, but I'm going to pay more for one small ice cream cone at the other place, which features ice cream. I think you know where I'm going. I can buy two and get out of there for less the cost, almost half the cost of one small one at the other place.
But you know the difference?
Well, it is a little creamier. And it is a little bit larger, but not by much.
And their ice cream machine works. That's the difference.
Well, that's because
you can actually get one.
Well, that does make a difference.
That's pretty significant. I'm just saying.
When I'm in Mad Heights, you know, the ones are right across the street from the other. So all I got to do is go across the street and, you know, open up my bank account. for two small ice creams.
Someone's
$5.
All right, Morning Jam trivia. Focus on
focused. Sorry.
We're getting lots of
we have multiple
answers.
Choice. It's our first time. We've been on this show for December 7th.
Only one person got it right.
First time we've ever offered a multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, American novelist John Steinbeck had a tragic event happen. It destroyed his early version of his classic, literary classic of Mice and Men. How was it destroyed? In a fire? The dog ate it? Or it was just accidentally thrown away?
Well, apparently the dog ate his literary classic.
So did that where the original dog ate my homework came from?
I don't know, but it was so funny to me. Apparently, the author's pup chewed up his early version of Mice and Men. He's quoted as saying, "I was pretty mad, but the poor fellow may have had been acting critically." So apparently, he felt like his second version was better than his first. So maybe he owed
that's true.
Owed something to the pup after all.
If you think about this just for a moment, how different it was when you watch Washington Spies, the
Turn.
And you see how they were like writing notes. Just everything had to be written. When you watch the making, the food that made America back in those days. I mean, these little notepads. That's right. How everything was done. We got to think beyond, they must have used the Palm Pilot back then. No, they were using little notepads and writing everything down.
But not just little notepads. You know? I mean, they were a quill pen.
Right,
and
right,
ink,
exactly.
And they had to deal with all that junk too.
Dipping it in.
Right.
And all that.
And then trying to get it not to disappear on them.
Right.
Because
right.
sometimes, you know, yeah. some inks were better than others.
Sure.
Some papers were better than others. Sometimes they made their own paper. I mean, you know.
It's just crazy.
It's just things
that
we
take. How they persevered.
Or they would write on cloth lots of times. Mm-hmm. They would write on things like that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Even on hide, you know.
Right. We were talking on our girls' trip. We were talking about that. About how things must have been, getting your hair as a woman, shaving your legs and things like that.
Right.
And my cousin Debbie said, I used to think I was born in the wrong time, but now I realize I was born exactly when I needed to be born because there's no way I could have stood for any of that.
I mean, just keeping the fires going, even in like a stove.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just...
Well, we were specifically talking about, they were always, dressed. They dressed for dinner. They did, all these things. And it was so much harder to do your hair.
Sure.
There were no electric curling irons. Mm-hmm. The hair products weren't available.
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah. I remember as a little girl, my mom would go to the beauty salon every week, and she would get her hair cut and set and everything, and then she didn't do anything with it until the next week.
Right.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Thank you.
I remember those days when mom would go to the hairdresser. It was
right.
a big deal.
It was a big deal.
So
that's
times
true.
Have changed.
Hey, I'm excited. I came in this morning. First thing I do is I pull up our text line.
Right.
I got a text from Rita, who said she has written a parody song.
She
and
has
she's gonna,
for what?
She's I don't know. It's like Christmas.
Wow.
She's going to send it to me, so I'm pretty excited because you know my love for parodies.
Oh well, we have one.
I know.
We wrote one based on the whole crochet thing.
Well, I'm looking,
and that story's not going away, by the way.
No, it's not. I'm looking to see what the top stories are for Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Baltimore company that made yarn, bought by Vice President Kamala Harris, has stitched together a success story. That's the number one Google search for Kamala today, followed by Harris to visit Mexico and Guatemala soon.
Wow. So the crochet is still in the top five.
Yeah, the crochet story is bumping her neglect of the border. Isn't that beautiful?
That is so convenient.
That is, yeah. So we have, let's see, we have crocheting,
right.
border,
uh-huh.
and border story.
Well,
as long as we got our priorities straight, that's
right.
all that matters.
Hey, we're going to We're going to do some local dives right after Kimberly McBroom does her news here in just a moment. But first, CBS News Brief coming up next.
Developing a rare blood clotting disorder that's paused use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine in the U.S. is exponentially higher for people who actually become infected with the virus than for those who get vaccinated. More from CBS's Mola Lenghi.
A CDC advisory committee saying they need more time to assess data and risks on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and they expect the CDC will keep the pause for now.
The Biden administration expected to announce sanctions against Russia today over election interference and hacking. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
Administration officials have vowed for weeks to exact costs from Moscow. In a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday, President Biden said the U.S. would act firmly in defense of its national interests.
The former white police officer facing manslaughter charges in Dante Wright's death makes her first court appearance today near Minneapolis. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. Three families were displaced last night after a house fire in Northeast Roanoke. It happened near the intersection of Strand and Plantation Roads. No one was hurt and no word yet on what may have started the fire. The Red Cross is helping eight people in all find a new place to stay. The Roanoke City and Allegheny Health Districts are hosting a walk-in vaccine clinic today. Doses of the Moderna vaccine will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. It's happening from 10 until 5:30 at the Berglund Center. Anyone 18 and older is invited, and registration is not necessary. And about 5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the Commonwealth. 37.5% of Virginians have had at least one shot, and just over 22% are fully vaccinated. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WCBJ 24.
Morning, Frank. Hey, question. Have you picked a candidate for governor? I can't decide.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with Youngkin. Conservative. Outsider. Successful business leader. Not the same old politicians that run every election.
And he's one of us?
Yeah. He's strong on backing law enforcement, religious freedom, right to life, and the Second Amendment.
All right, what about creating jobs?
There's nobody in the race like him. But why don't you ask him?
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I paid for this ad.
You've got a slick-looking, smooth-sounding motorcycle and want to keep it that way. So visit 2GoMoto.com. That's the number 2GoMoto.com. You'll find parts that fit almost any motorcycle make and model. That way you'll keep enjoying your ride, and of course you've got to look good. That's why 2GoMoto.com has comfortable, fashionable, and practical apparel. Visit 2GoMoto.com 24/7 to make sure you're enjoying your motorcycle. That's the number 2GoMoto.com.
Weather doesn't stop on the weekend, and that's why we've added at the top and bottom of each hour AMS-certified meteorologist Matt Ferguson. Matt will provide the weekend forecast covering the Roanoke Valley, Central Virginia, and the South Side. We recognize your weekend weather forecasts are important. And now, every 30 minutes, the information stations of the Virginia Talk Radio Network have you covered.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Watts. Expecting partly to mostly sunny skies today. Cooler highs in the low to mid-60s. It will be blustery at times as well. Lows tonight at 40 degrees under clear skies. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs at 64 with a low of 40 degrees. And as we head into Saturday and Sunday, partly to mostly sunny skies. Expected daytime highs in the mid-60s. Lows in the 40s.
55 degrees now in Danville, 54 in Roanoke and Salem, 54 in Bedford, 55 in Lynchburg.
So some good news. Looks like some graduations are taking place in the Southside area.
That's
Pennsylvania
good.
Schools plan to hold in-person outdoor graduations at each of its four high schools. And we're talking about Dan River High School, Gretna, Chatham, and then Tunstall. High school, sorry, and we're having the date of June the 4th, Friday, 6 p.m. in their prospective football fields, with a rain date of Saturday, June the 5th, at 9 a.m. That would be 6 p.m. on Friday and or 9 a.m. depending on weather the next day. Tunstall High School will have the graduation on Saturday, June the 5th at 6 p.m. at their football field. Graduations are limited to a maximum of 500 people or 30% of the venue capacity, whichever is less.
Well, authorities are continuing to investigate a string of burglaries at Chinese restaurants in Lynchburg and Bedford County. Surveillance images show one of two subjects in dark clothing breaking into Beijing Chinese restaurant in Bedford around 5 a.m. on Sunday. Before that incident, Trust Chinese Restaurant, Good Taste, and King House were all broken into overnight in Lynchburg. Authorities say they aren't sure if there are any connections, but neighbors and nearby business owners believe they could be targeted attacks. One of the owners of the restaurants on Timberlake Road says that it makes them nervous and they're shocked. They believe it's discrimination and something hateful in their heart. They were quoted as saying, "Our area is very peaceful, very nice community. Things like this have never happened before." Police have not been able to locate surveillance video from the Lynchburg businesses. They're asking for anyone with information to contact the LPD.
Meals on Wheels, Greater Lynchburg. Was it Chris Shabstar? Is that how you pronounce her last
name? Shabstar.
Shabstar, okay. We had Chris Shabstar on our program here in the last week or so, doing some great work with providing meals. But they're also helping with the vaccine in a partnership with the Virginia Department of Health. Meals on Wheels of Greater Lynchburg administered about 125 second-dose COVID-19 vaccines to residents via a drive-through yesterday afternoon at Heritage United Methodist Church on Leesville Road. A majority of those who received the vaccines were homeward-bound residents who had access to transportation. These drive-through clinics are designed specifically so these people did not have to get out of the vehicle to get their vaccine. That's a pretty cool way to go. The folks over at the church, as well as Greater Lynchburg Meals on Wheels.
Officials announced yesterday that North Carolina authorities arrested a former teller from Danville's Community Federal Credit Union who spent the last 2 years as a fugitive facing federal charges for embezzling more than $600,000. Mm. According to the statement, the Department of Justice says 30-year-old George Navarro was charged with one count of embezzlement, one count of passing counterfeit U.S. currency to URW Credit Union in a sealed indictment in October of 2019. Apparently, that was unsealed last week after the arrest in North Carolina. Navarro was the head teller at a branch at URW Community Credit Union, according to documents. The case, which was reportedly investigated by the Secret Service and Danville Police Department, is being prosecuted by Assistant U.S. Attorney Rachel Swartz.
So, you know, Janet, you and I talk about sometimes, you know, off the air mainly, about how long a story has legs.
Right.
You know, a lot of stories last 24 hours and they're gone because there's so much other news that piles
That's
on top.
Right.
This is one that doesn't seem to go away. Greg Gutfeld, just yesterday on The Five, commented on the vice president and crocheting.
All right, this crocheting thing is amazing. So this is how the media is looking at her during this crisis. Let's do a feature on crocheting. By the way, I love to crochet, but you know what? It does explain why she's always laughing, because she's constantly in stitches. Also,
jeez.
Dana, I'm going to end on a corny joke. What did Joe Biden say to Kamala Harris when he found her in a closet doing her crochet?
What did he say?
I'm beginning to see a pattern.
Jeez.
Oh. Very good. Very
no,
good.
Don't encourage that. Do not.
I love that. See, I thought he said the corny joke before that.
He did. Yeah, he did. I have a friend who, he and his father, mm-hmm. who I'm sure is who you got it from, they do puns all the
right.
time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Right.
And they're so grown worthy.
Well, it's sometimes it gets exhausting. Remember, what was his name? Spencer, something Spencer on Good Morning America, the weather guy, for years.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember whether Spencer was his first or last name. But anyway, he was the pun king on Good Morning America for years.
Oh, my goodness.
He had it down. And so I'm so excited, Janet. I just can't wait. This thing is worthy of playing a few times during the show today, especially because the hours of production that went into us laying down the tracks.
The new album, yeah.
The new album.
Yeah, so we definitely got that.
Yeah, we've got that. We've had somebody text in some lyrics to a parody song that's pretty good, Rita.
I wish we had had this yesterday.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, she rewrote Slip Sliding Away to Crocheting Away. Yeah. It's good.
The old
good.
Paul Simon tune.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to do a second album.
It could be follow-up album.
Yes.
Of
part dose
part
after she goes to the border,
right?
We'll call it that.
Well, premiering right now for the first time on the Morning Jam, we took Crochet to the next level.
From the folks who brought you Nancy Pelosi's wine album, watch me sip my Chardonnay. KTEL Albums brings you a tribute to the vice president who's taking the DC crocheting world by storm. Vice President Harris has been working overtime to bring you the songs that will inspire happy hookers all over the world. Songs like Pour Some Yarn on Me, The Slip Stitch is Back, and Crochet.
She don't like
Crochet. Get in touch with the softer side with the soothing sounds of Smooth Crocheter. And the heart classic, These Skeins.
These skeins go on when I close my eyes. Every trip to Joanne's, they seem to multiply. These skeins go on, I just can't deny.
And because the vice president wants to pretend she represents everyone, we even have a song for you knitters out there. Knitting with you. Order your digital download today. Supplies are limited. Find out more at www.happyhooker.yarn.hobbieskeepmefromtheborder.com.
Turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
So I'm wondering why, because if it's a download, why there's limited supplies.
Well, you know, none of it makes sense. It's all very confusing.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, it's probably going to be limited because the government will probably take it down.
They'll shut it down.
Yeah, they'll shut it down.
Yeah, Facebook,
we won't be able to get it.
No,
yeah.
Facebook and Twitter.
That's probably how that's going to go.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your knitting with you.
Knitting with you. That's right.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
So we are so excited. We have a new underwriter here at the radio station, and we welcome F&L Market. They are Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Mm. 2517 Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and Todd and the crew, they really do take care of you. And I went by yesterday. I bought celebratory ribeyes. Yeah.
Celebratory ribeyes.
Yeah, because I'm closing on the house.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So, yeah, if we
I had a bottle of wine or champagne.
Mark grill up some steaks.
Oh, good.
But, you know, you can go there and the butchers will, you know, hand cut your steaks for you. It's just an experience that you just don't get just everywhere. So we welcome F&L Market, and we hope that you will support them because they are certainly supporting us. Today on Five and Dine, I have pecan pie muffins.
Mm.
They are simple.
Wow.
They are delicious, and if you love pecan pie,
and I do,
these are a must try because you get, they're portion controlled, and they also keep really well when you make them this way. This is what you're going to do: preheat your oven to 350 degrees, place foil bake cups into your muffin pans, and then in a large bowl, you're going to mix together a cup of chopped pecans, 1 cup of firmly packed brown sugar. I use dark brown sugar in this recipe. And 1/2 cup of flour. That's it. Then beat 2 large eggs very well. Mix in 1/2 cup of melted butter. And then pour the egg mixture over the dry ingredients and just mix to combine. Spoon the batter into your muffin tins 2/3 full and bake for 20 to 25 minutes. Transfer to wire racks immediately after baking. These are dense and rich and delicious. And again, if you love pecan pie, you're going to love this recipe for pecan pie muffins. And we also just, you know, want to remind you that Five and Dine is brought to you by your friends at F&L Market. Go by and see Todd and the crew today. F&L Market, their meat is a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
There's a big problem in America, folks. Most millennials do not have a biblical worldview. You say, Todd, why is that a big problem? Well, take a good look at what's happening in the streets of American cities, the chaos and the carnage, evidence of a morally bankrupt society. The Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University conducted a survey that showed only 2% of millennials share a biblical worldview. Now, a biblical worldview means believing that absolute moral truth exists and that truth is defined by the Bible. It would be wise to remember the words of John Adams, our second president. He once said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Be sure to check out ToddStarnes.com, your source for fair and balanced news coverage, and download my all-new podcast at ToddStarnes.com.
Meet the SPLC, the largest anti-religious liberty group in America, the radical group that sues Christians all over the country, and a group that hates Donald Trump. Listen for yourself as their leader attacked President Trump 2 years ago.
He ran a campaign marked by bigotry, xenophobia, crude racial stereotypes, anti-Semitism, and tweets from the gutter of the neo-Nazi world.
Now, for the truly crazy part. Last year, Republican candidate for governor Glenn Youngkin began raising money for this radical anti-Trump group. You heard that right. Glenn Youngkin raised money for this radical anti-Trump group. Youngkin even sent a letter to all his employees, asking them to give money to this group, who compared Trump to Nazis. And now, 1 year later, Glenn Youngkin wants Republicans to vote for him to be governor. Yeah, right.
This ad was paid for by Patriot Leadership Trust.
I got the worst headache.
You need ibuprofen.
No, I need the Weed Man.
The Weed Man?
Oh, you know it. Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscape. They'll get the lawn looking great and cure those headaches.
And when you call or text the Weed Man at 434-664-9582, he'll help year-round with chores like lawn care, pressure washing, and many other outdoor chores and projects.
Yep, it's time to call or text 434-664-9582 for Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscape, to help with lawn care and household chores. The
Hello.
Morning Jam, 8:49.
Welcome back.
Well, I had to step out for a moment, and I took too long. Well, it's all
it's
the people lining up at the building wanting the new download.
And the autograph,
I'm beating them away with a stick.
Jay said, he texted in, you know, you should do more of these bits. Pretty good, but not too often, though. Yeah, yes, agreed.
Well, not the late often. Nights. I would have to write a song like...
Our theory is, leave them wanting more.
Right, exactly. Remember Kiss?
Are you out of breath?
I ran back to the studio.
How far?
I mean, it is 15 feet away.
Good Lord, man.
Well, the adrenaline...
Sounds like an obscene phone call over there.
Stop. It's not that bad. I'm okay.
Okay. Very, okay. Very good. I just didn't. I'm going to start running you in between, you know. I'm just going to start setting the timer. And.
Well, it's always my fear that I wouldn't make it back. And now I've realized my own fear.
Now you have realized your own fear. Now to just go back to your old high school and roam naked through the hallways, oh, trying to figure out your locker number.
And your syllabus. I always lost the syllabus in that dream. Like, I didn't know where I was going.
I've had that dream, too.
Yeah.
Why?
I've had it 2 or 3 times a year. I don't know why. And there's papers that are due, and then I don't have them done yet.
Right. Right. And I can never remember my locker combination.
Really?
It's always, like, the struggle is real.
Yeah.
And then when I do get it open, things fall out. I don't know.
Right.
I'm sure that if there's some psychologist out there, I'm sure they can...
some kind of trauma.
Let us know.
I've shared my trauma already with Cheryl Morrow in 8th grade, where she turned around and stuck me with a...
Oh,
back
yes.
Then, lead pencils had lead in them. She stuck my leg, because I was messing with her, you know, tapping the back of her seat. She turned around and looked at me. I kept doing it. She turned around, stabbed me in the leg with the pencil, and snapped the lead off in my leg when she picked it up. I think she did it on purpose. It's like twisting the knife.
Yeah, well.
You know, she just...
At least you're not bitter about it.
No.
So we do have that going on for us.
Anyway.
So a lot of people talking around the Hill City as yet another departure has been announced from...
From what?
Liberty University.
Oh, yeah.
It was announced that Nasser was leaving last week, I guess, that was announced.
Yeah.
Now Jerry Falwell's son, Trey Falwell, will no longer serve as Vice President of Support Services at Liberty.
Right.
That's been confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently ABC 13 asked him about the termination. Falwell only said he was being represented by counsel and was unable to give any further comment.
LU spokesman Scott Lamb, no relation. Trey is no longer an employee at the university.
And didn't answer any questions about whether Falwell's other son or his daughters-in-law are still employed by the university.
Mm.
Nepotism is strong there.
Well, yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. You know, they're doing that internal investigation. Mm-hmm. One has to wonder,
right?
If anything has to do with any of this. So it's going to be interesting. Things kind of getting shook up over there. We'll keep an eye on things and kind of see how it shakes out. More news in the Hill City. More on Bedford County, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Poplar Forest, they are breaking ground on a new entrance. You know, Poplar Forest is not easy to find.
Right.
If you don't know where you're going, it's still pretty well hidden, which is probably what Thomas Jefferson wanted at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's going to be a new way to get to Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest.
Is this off Burnt Bridge Road, maybe?
If I'm not mistaken, it's as you're going into Windhurst, it's going to be right there across from like the Apple. That's what I always understood that it was going to be. The parkway will be a 2.2-mile two-way road and trail system that will lead visitors through the historic property. The entrance will be off Enterprise Drive. So, it is. It's going to be right there.
Good.
Where a lot of cars park there now.
Yeah.
Don't get used to that.
Right, exactly.
That's going to go away.
Yeah.
President and CEO of Poplar Forest said it's been in the works for years, and they purchased the property for the project in 2004. She says the visible entrance will bring more awareness to Poplar Forest and will make it easier for people visiting, and that's definitely true.
Okay.
They're kind of landlocked.
Yeah, they are.
There's a lot of subdivisions and things, and it's so weird because you'll go and visit some of the places on site, and then there's somebody grilling. You're like, how you doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be over for a dog in a minute. So it's definitely gonna help them out, I think.
Right.
There's only one way in, one way out. She said people get lost all the time trying to find them.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're already getting requests for behind the scenes, behind the music. When's the behind the music
video coming out?
Well, yeah, it'd be audio in this case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the building of the, what do we officially call it? The the crochet, the happy hooker. What is it?
The story that just won't go away.
Right.
The most absurd story about any vice president in the right. history oh of gosh. Vice presidents.
Yeah.
If you had told me,
oh,
I mean, I knew they were going to take it easy
right.
on the Bidens mm-hmm. and Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea they were going
to
take it
go to this level.
That easy. I mean, out of morbid curiosity, I've been tracking, if you're just joining us, I've been tracking all week. I type in Kamala Harris mm-hmm. through Google,
right.
and then I click news. And then when you click news, you get
a whole list.
Yeah, you get the yarn. You get the yarn story.
The yarn story.
So,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. Oh, look, but here's another one that has come out.
Mm-hmm.
Harris, hopeless root cause prescription for the border.
Hopeless, yeah, hopelessness.
Yeah,
sure.
It's worse than we thought. Vice yeah. President Kamala Harris just identified the root cause of the surge
mm-hmm.
in illegal migrants to the southern border. It's climate change.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Of course
exactly.
it is.
Exactly.
All right.
I think we got a laugh out of Matt on that.
That's what you're it's climate change. Everything's yep. climate change.
It is. Yeah. Or it's the pandemic. Maybe the pandemic caused climate change. I don't know.
There is the need for economic development and a need for resilience around extreme climate mm-hmm. because severe climate experiences have been dampening agriculture in the Northern Triangle, nations where most of the border crosses come from.
Yeah,
not to mention corrupt governments.
BS. I remember.
Yeah, corrupt.
Bush 41.
Let's talk about corrupt governments, Kamala.
Yeah, really. Bush 41, they said there was a hole in the ozone over Kenny Bunkport. I don't know if it's because George was barbecuing too much, but the stupidity and the absurdity that they use for the climate change argument just makes me want to lose my mind up in here.
Up in here.
But I'm still drawn back to this happy hooker for some reason. This whole...
Well, because we're talking about Kamala.
Well,
hello.
You said you sang in one of your songs... across the Chicago into
Mar-a-Lago. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Stallone.
Yarn for sale.
Yeah, like yarn for sale. Stallone, Sylvester,
uh-huh.
my friend from Rocky III. He's being one. Yeah.
And six.
They're trying to cancel him because he has decided to move, you know, or have one of his homes be in Mar-a-Lago or has joined the club or something. Anyway, there's a tie to him in Mar-a-Lago now. Happened last week. But
okay.
now there's just moving online to cancel Sylvester Stallone.
Because he wants to live in Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean...
So who cares where he lives?
Right. Well, apparently the trolls do. I mean, there's a campaign online to try to get rid of Stallone.
You know what? Don't make him break Rambo on your
yeah,
butt.
I know.
He'll do it.
He'd go Rambo ape poop on you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's right. You and your skinny jeans. There's no way you could get away. He was just like, he's coming after you with his Bowie knife, and
right.
you can't even run because your bridges are so tight. That's not going to end well. Y'all better leave him alone. All right, coming up.
I got the image in my mind right uh-huh. now.
That's what they're doing. I mean, right. they're sitting there in their skinny jeans.
Right.
Trolling.
Or their pajamas.
Or their pajamas in their parents' basement.
Yeah. Do they make skinny pajamas? Like skinny jean pajamas?
I don't know.
They probably do.
And apparently, the new thing is short shorts for men. We need to talk about that.
Oh, we heard that story earlier with Gordon Deal. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Plenty to talk about. We'll do it in the next hour.
And some interviews as well.
Yeah, we do. It's the Morning Jam. CBS News is next.